Mayor Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th of December. The proper tip today is to stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. Gentlemen, if you're the guy in charge of getting everything stocked up, talk to the ladies. If you don't have a clue what to get, they'll be glad to share with you that information. Go ahead and get that those products. Keep them in a cool, dry place. And get twice as much as you think you may need. They would be great barter items at some point in the future. And always, and items that will always be useful and used up. Okay, Professor McCanny is on assignment and not available this morning, so we're going to have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. Interesting headline here at Steve Quayle's website, stevequayle.com. It says, brain tissue on a chip reveals voice recognition, clusters of laboratory-raised brain cells connected to a computer are capable of elementary speech recognition and math problems. That sounds off the charts crazy to me, but that's what's going on there. Another headline, hundreds are seen crossing the Rio Grande River and crawling through concertina wire at the southern border to illegal enter the United States as the flood of migrants continues to push southern cities to breaking point. I was talking to my wife about this morning. 1,000 illegal aliens a day arriving in Chicago. Metro Chicago is 12 million people. Yeah, it's a really big place with a lot of square feet of buildings, obviously, on one hand. On the other, they can't absorb that number of people for very long before they're at the breaking point. They may already be at the breaking point. And what are these people going to do? Once they get there, what are they going to do? Are they going to take all the entry-level jobs from the Chicagoans who already live there? Well, there's a high likelihood of that, isn't there? Are they going to become welfare recipients because they don't have the intelligence or the language ability to perform any useful work whatsoever in the city of Chicago? Very likely. The children, children are going to be going into the Chicago public schools. Of course they will. They'll be given free medical care. Of course they will. Housing, housing is another whole issue altogether, isn't it? On any given time, out of the metro Chicago area, of course there's several thousand homes that are in the process of being sold and trading hands, being built, being torn down, being rehabilitated, apartment buildings being rehabilitated, and so forth. That's just the nature of a major metropolitan area on one hand. On the other, there's a limit as to how much Metro Chicago can absorb before they're at the breaking point. I'm sure if they haven't reached that breaking point already, they surely can't be too far away. Same thing applies to New York City. Metro New York City is how many million people? 10 million, 12 million? I don't know. It's a lot. Same thing applies there with housing availability. There's always housing available in New York City, or there has been, ranging from apartments overlooking Central Park that go for $1 million plus to less expensive places in the Bronx and so forth. They're still expensive by standards of the rest of the country. On one hand, on the other, its availability of space for people to live is not infinite. It's finite. It's absolutely finite. Now, what they've been doing, they've been using all kinds of hotel and motel rooms to house these illegal aliens. I've read stories where American war veterans were removed from their housing to make room for the illegal aliens. How wrong is that? How very wrong is that? The goal of the Democrats, or the more properly called the Socialist Communist Democrats Muslims, is to change the demographics of this country. Quite frankly, they're in the process of doing so. It's no longer a theory that they're changing the demographics of this country. Demographics in terms of how many people are likely to vote Democratic. Now, just because they're here doesn't mean they'll vote. I think they would be registered to vote. Democrats will make sure of that. But they're actually voting may take place in a Democratic headquarters, not by these illegal aliens casting ballots. That's my opinion based on what I know. I might be wrong, but that's my opinion based on what I know, that the illegal aliens will be voting whether they know it or not. Of course, they'll be voting for Democrats. That's a given. This country is in a crisis, in case you don't know, in so many ways. Economic crisis, cultural crisis, the demographics of this country are being changed with intent. The Americans, the educated class, productive class of America, not having babies sufficiently to replace ourselves. You have to have at least 2.1 babies per couple for a population to replace itself. That isn't happening. We're being replaced by illegal aliens is what's happening. That's exactly what's taking place by design. Nothing about this is left to chance. Nothing. It's all by design. And at the moment, there's some hope here and there. Some court rulings I've seen that are hopeful. It looks like the rulings in terms of election fraud are going our way. That's a good thing. The FBI being exposed as a corrupt criminal organization, which it has been for decades, is being exposed. That's a good thing. The people dying of overdoses, I have mixed feelings about that. One way to look at it is we're cleaning out the gene pool. There's a percentage of people that have addictive personalities and they're killing themselves. I'm sorry they're dead. I don't want to see any innocent human life lost on one hand, but on the other, it's basically suicide. These people, men and women with addictive personalities that are killing themselves with these drugs. It's a sad situation, but on one hand, on the other, they did it to themselves, didn't they? That's unfortunate. So we're cleaning out the gene pool in that regard, and it's unfortunate. 218 people a day dying from opioid overdoses, which includes fentanyl. Very sad. Our opposition, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, have been quite successful in infiltrating some of the most foundational institutions this country has ever had, such as the Boy Scouts of America, which are no longer the Boy Scouts of America, in case you don't know. They're now the Scouts. Girl Scouts of America, same thing. They've been infiltrated by by our opposition. Us patriots, us conservative Christian patriots, not paying attention to local elections for decades, what's that resulted in? It's resulted in athletic commissioners that think that boys should be allowed to play in girls' sports. How wrong is that? School boards that think that boys should be allowed in the girls' locker room. How wrong is that? I mentioned the Boy Scouts of America now being the Scouts. Handsome young men, attractive young women, going into the woods for a fun weekend. What could possibly go wrong there? Boys being allowed into the Girl Scouts, same thing. Handsome young men, attractive young women, going into the woods for a weekend. What can go wrong there? We put people in charge who have lost all sense of normalcy, all sense of reality in terms of human behavior, what's right, what's wrong, all sense of decency. This woman, the Riley, I think her name is, the former collegiate swimmer, has been going around the country giving speeches and encouraging young women to stand up for themselves, stand up for their sex, to stand up for what's right, that a young woman participating in any sport should not be subjected to a boy being in a girl's locker room. Should not be subjected to a boy competing against her in any sport. There's every sport I can think of, maybe there's one I'm not aware of, a boy is going to have a natural advantage over girls. They're stronger. They're faster. And there's no getting away from that. So, for all you listening out there, don't just sit back and watch these elections go by in your community. Myself, I got myself elected to the position of a Republican committeeman for my township, Osage Township in Crawford County, Missouri. Do what you can. Get elected to a school board. Get elected to city council. Run for, if there's not a conservative Christian running for office, any office locally, consider running yourself or supporting a conservative Christian who is running and supporting them. Any candidate needs two things. Whether it's running for school board or president, they need two things. They need volunteer help and they need money. That's two things all candidates need, volunteer help and money. Maybe you don't have the financial wherewithal to make a big donation. A small donation will help. And your time would be taken and cherished. Your volunteer time would be cherished. When I ran for Congress, I had no paid workers. My treasurer, great guy, he's now deceased, Don Griffin, he graciously donated his time to make sure all my financial records were in pristine condition to be reviewed by the authorities. I had volunteers to do everything, to answer the telephones, to print yard signs, to distribute yard signs, to help me in fundraising, all kinds of volunteer help when I ran for Congress against Dick Gephardt in 1996. By the way, my campaign was national news for one day. That was the day the FBI found my credit report in Congressman Dick Gephardt's file cabinet. That's a crime, in case you don't know. That's a federal crime. So we made a report to the FBI the FBI reported to me, and we inquired with the U.S. Attorney in St. Louis about prosecuting Dick Gephardt. And the U.S. Attorney at that time in St. Louis was a Dick Gephardt appointee, so he recused himself. The second man in charge of the St. Louis Attorney General's office, U.S. Attorney's office, declined to prosecute, which we expected he would, since why would he prosecute the man who gave his boss his job? That wasn't going to happen. We knew that. I talked to him, my boss, my employer, Mr. Shaw, Charles M. Shaw, the well-known criminal defense attorney. The movie The Great Escape with Steve McQueen was based on what Mr. Shaw did in World War II. I said, Charles, why don't we do a civil lawsuit? He says, John, he called me chief, by the way. He says, Chief, we can't do that. Gephardt's going to hire one of these law firms downtown St. Louis with 100 lawyers, 100 paralegals, 100 legal secretaries, and they will bury us in paperwork, shut down the firm. That's all we'd be doing. And I didn't have to consider that for more than 2 or 3 seconds. And I said, yes, sir, that's exactly what he would do. So we did not do the civil lawsuit. That was John Moore running for Congress in 1996. I learned a lot. When you run for office at that level, you learn a lot about the way politics actually work. I mentioned before that a friend of mine, she was the campaign manager for 3 different presidential campaigns. I visited a family home in Sanibel, Florida, the former home of Porter Goss, the former head of the CIA. Beautiful home, 12,000 square feet. I never even went to the main house. I stayed in the guest house, which was 3,000 or 4,000 square feet. And during my visit there, two of her top two aides were there visiting for a couple of days. I learned things that I would never have learned otherwise about the way politics work at that level. It's a whole different world, much different than running for Congress. I learned that men and women running for U.S. president, they're given special coaching on how to talk and how to not talk. Which reminds me of the first presidential election I really paid attention to was 1956. I was 9 years old. I was reading the newspaper, watching the TV news. And newspapers were saying the following. Adlai Stevenson, that was the Republican, the Democratic candidate, Adlai Stevenson was too intellectual to become president of the United States. And I couldn't wrap my nine-year-old brain around it. How is it possible that a man could be too intellectual to be president of the United States? It was based on the speech, is what it was, the way he spoke, his diction, his cadence, everything. He sounded like a college professor. You know, he had that style about him. So here's what happens in the modern age. Presidential candidates are given special coaching to not talk the way they normally talk. Because just like Adlai Stevenson, they'll be thought to be too intellectual. Now, in the case of Donald Trump, I'm not sure that applies, because Donald Trump pretty much just lays it out without any special coaching, using his own style. That's Donald Trump. He is the exception to every rule we've ever had about men and women running for president of the United States. He has been the notable exception. And once again, I am so very disappointed in Donald Trump's support for the Operation Warp Speed. Can't create a safe and effective vaccine in 9 months or less. It can't be done. Now, I've seen videos of Fauci claiming that science has changed. It hasn't changed. FDA approval of vaccines has not changed. The only thing that changed was the need to kill off as many people as they wanted to kill off. That's the only thing that changed. And they're being quite successful at it. Now, here's the bright side of this. The bright side is, next 2 or 3 years, you're going to see lots of real estate at great prices. Same thing with cars, boats, airplanes, motorcycles, artwork, collectibles, guns, high-end furniture for sale at very great prices. Why is that? Because the people that own them will be dying. And there'll be a glut of all these items on the market all at the same time. That's the other side of that coin. If you're in a good cash position, you may come up and have the opportunity to buy a piece of artwork, a piece of real estate, some other item at a very deep discount because there's just too many of them on the market at the same time. That's what's coming over the next couple of years. Unfortunately, I'd rather it didn't come up. I'd rather it didn't become reality. Lots of job openings. That's another good thing. Police work. The entire U.S. military will be decimated. There's going to be lots of job openings there. Healthcare, lots of job openings there because there are vaccine mandates for everybody in the healthcare industry. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Time there I must have got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have products that will help you achieve your goal if your goal is to have a happy, healthy, productive life. The new product line I'm representing is called LifeWave. I'm still learning about it. I used the LifeWave energy patches yesterday. I did feel an increase in energy. Used the LifeWave sleep patch last night. Also helped have me having a better quality, great night's sleep. So we're moving forward with this. I'm still learning, experimenting with it myself. It looks like it's going to be a very successful operation for anybody that gets involved with it. And you need to check that out at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, as I've been doing for about 12 years, I help people get their lives back with the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, the Energy Cleaner will help. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, the Energy Cleaner will help you there also. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. I just shipped a mattress pad to Taiwan yesterday. Let's see, no, it was Wednesday. That was Monday. I shipped a mattress pad to Taiwan. These plug right into the Energy Cleaner, by the way. So check out the Energy Cleaner at my website. You can make your purchase right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. There's an address you want to send me a check or a money order. And my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day is 800-592-9543. I did my first private consultation as a preparedness consultant the summer of 1977. Long time ago, a couple flew their plane from Las Vegas down to St. Louis to meet with me. It was a great day for all of us. And I still do these private consultations, helping people get the clarity, get the focus, and set goals. That's what private consultations are all about. Get access to information that they don't know even exists. That's what private consultations are all about. Details are at my website. If you think you need a private consultation, just give me a call. We'll set that up. Usually done on the telephone, sometimes in person. I'm set up to do a private consultation in the Dominican Republic this coming winter. So it's a wide choice of how we get the consultations done. And just get the details at thelibertyman.com. The ramifications of the COVID vaccination clot shot will affect the world for generations to come. That's how severe this is. The cemeteries are filling up with men, women, and children who are dying way before they should, decades before they should. We have men, women, and children developing disabilities that would not have these disabilities otherwise. About 80% of people get the clot shot have some kind of symptoms, including brain fog, fatigue, numbness in the extremities, your hands and feet, or a combination of two or more. Do you want the guy or the gal steering your plane, your commercial airliner, having brain fog, or fatigue, or numbness in extremities? I don't. But the odds are, if there's that at least one, possibly both, will be suffering from one or more of these symptoms. That's my reality based on the data I'm seeing. You're really taking a chance. You fly commercial. All commercial pilots were mandated to get the COVID clot shot or lose their job. So they all got it. If there were exemptions, I'm not aware of it. Maybe there were. I'm not aware of it. You're really, in my opinion, at extreme risk flying a commercial airliner. Same thing with a commercial bus. Or how about the trains, Amtrak? Without a doubt, the men and women who run these locomotives were mandated to get the COVID clot shot. I haven't looked into it. If somebody knows differently, please let me know. But as far as I know, the entire crews of these trains were mandated to get the COVID clot shot. Now, I haven't seen train wrecks happen, but I've seen the consequences. Not a day or two afterwards or a train wreck. It's an amazing sight to see, say the least, what happens when a train wrecks. The men and women who keep this country functioning, the entire military, almost the entire healthcare industry, police officers, state troopers, paramedics, firemen, almost all of them got the clot shot. There were exceptions, but almost all of them got the clot shot because they were told either get the clot shot or you'll be fired. It's a pretty serious penalty, to say the least. And, of course, it's a violation of the Nuremberg Code to coerce any man, woman, or child to accept a medical procedure, drug, surgery of any kind, without informed consent. We have a bottom of the hour break. Call numbers 512-248-8255.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Victim. EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information there. Got some photographs here if you haven't been to my website for a while. Going from left to right, top of my website. The first photograph was myself on my beautiful black Kawasaki motorcycle. The next one is the most recent one. It's a great headshot that my wife took. I'm sitting there in my studio. And just to the side of that is myself getting ready to parachute just about a month before my 70th birthday. And then next to that is the oldest photograph, 20-year-old John Moore in Vietnam. I'm wearing my target stripe uniform. I've got bandoliers of machine gun ammunition draped over both shoulders. My Thompson submachine gun ready to go there. And that's pretty much how it was back then in Vietnam in 1967 for 20-year-old John Moore, intelligence analyst assigned to the 10th Psychological Operations Battalion in Can Tho, Republic of Vietnam, down the Mekong Delta. Life-changing experience, to say the least. Approximate my website, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, that will help you achieve your goals. We have, a Black Friday offer on the new Dyna Energizer Whole House Clean Structured Water. We have a special from Simply Clean Foods, where if you get the grand assortment, you get a very special premium. That's an energy cleaner included at no extra charge. That's $285. Value there. The custom log cabin kits, you want a log cabin similar to what Davy Crockett lived in 200 years ago, or a very large 6,000 square foot mansion such as featured in Yellowstone. You got your choice, anything in between. And last but not least, Liberator Rocket Heaters. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We build high-quality wood-burning stoves in beautiful Bourbon, Missouri. They're so efficient that they have no smoke. How about that? 99, rated by the EPA at 99.5% efficient. A great value for the money. Everybody's interested in saving money. Everybody I've ever met is interested in saving money. So check out the Liberator Rocket Heaters. We have Liberator Rocket Heaters crated up in beautiful wood crates ready for immediate shipment in beautiful Bourbon, Missouri. Details at my website. You can place your order right there. Let's see. We have a caller here. It looks like we have Alan in North Dakota. Good morning, Alan.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Yesterday someone called and said they got something off your website that helped him rebuild the cartilage in his knee or healed his knee.
Okay.
What was that?
Well, the only thing that could have been would have been the energy cleaner. I don't know what else it could have been.
Okay.
Anything else?
I thought he said he put something on his knee, wrapped around his knee or something like that, but I could be wrong.
Well, maybe he did, but there's nothing like that offered at my website for sale.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Okay. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. I'm not aware of the energy cleaner helping people's cartilage, and I don't recall that call specifically. But there's nothing offered at my website for sale that you wrap around your knee. The closest thing to that would be the LifeWave patches. And maybe the guy was talking about the LifeWave patch. That would be the X39. What may have been that help. So without listening to the call, I really can't be more clear on that. And let's see, moving on from there. I start my day getting my news from The Liberty Daily. That's The Liberty Daily. It's what George Report was 15, 16 years ago. Excellent source of news articles from all over the world. And it's something that is a quick summary of what's going on, at least the things that I find to be important, that I think that are important worldwide. The Liberty Daily. I like to be informed. That's my job as a broadcast journalist. My job is to be informed, always be on top of what the latest and greatest is in terms of geopolitical matters, national matters, and even local matters. That's my job, and I take my job seriously. Another website I like to go to is Steve Quayle's website. That's stevequayle.com. He has excellent updates on news there. Updated every couple of hours during the workday. It's a great place to get up to date on what's going on. And last but not least, Mike Adams' website, naturalnews.com. He does interviews every day of the week. He has people writing articles that are well done. And so I'm a big supporter of Mike Adams' website as well. I hope to be on Mike's show again soon. We don't have a date set up. I'll be with Doug Hagman. We'll record a show on the 18th. It'll be broadcast that evening of the 18th. Doug's had some health issues, no secret there. He's feeling better. I was on with Doug once a week for more than a year, and it was great to do that, and I'm looking forward to being able to do that again. That'll be wonderful. Okay. Ultimately, what we're facing is a spiritual war. There's different components to it. The biological warfare being used against us, the economic warfare, the cultural warfare. But ultimately, all these things amount to a spiritual war. That's what they do. That's what they are. And having that as a foundation to work from, I think will help you understand what's truly behind all this. And it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. It's satanic. We have Satanists establishing after-school clubs in public schools around the country. And the school boards are putting up with this and allowing it. Of course, the parents of the Christian children going to those schools certainly should keep their children away from that activity, and I'm sure they will, the most majority of them anyway. But how many innocent souls are we going to lose to this satanic activity? I don't know. Hundreds, thousands, I don't know. It used to be that as parents we could count on certain institutions to involve our children with as safe places for our children to learn things that are good for youngsters to learn, to be safe from things that could cause harm, such as the Boy Scouts of America, such as the Girl Scouts. It's no longer the case, is it? We can't count on these foundational parts of our society to be safe for our children. We simply can't do that. The schools themselves. How in the world can a school allow a teacher to give a student a failing grade on parts of a test for saying that only women can have babies and get a bad mark, for saying that all men have penises and give that student a bad mark? How is that possible? But that's what's going on. And of course, the quick and simple, it's not simple, but the quick remedy is to remove your child from public school. We had the biggest surge in homeschooling ever during COVID. Parents all over the nation, millions of parents, were forced into becoming homeschoolers. They had no choice because the schools were shut down. I say good for them. They learned that they could do something they thought wasn't possible. Good for them. And that surge has helped many families all over the country help their children get what they need in terms of a real education based on real science, real history, real mathematics, as opposed to the make-believe fake stuff that's being taught in these public schools. Pretty good thing, isn't it? I think so. I'm a big supporter of the homeschool movement. We mention occasionally that the advantages of homeschooling. I have seen homeschool parents that protect their children too much. This one family, their son, very bright, had two sons. One son got himself a scholarship to Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, world-class university. And the mother, at least the first semester, maybe two semesters, was going into the classroom with her son every day into all the classes. If my mother had done it, I would change my name and leave the state. How humiliating to have your mother attend class with you at the university. How absolutely humiliating. But that's what this woman was doing. She was so fearful of COVID that she literally did not leave her home for more than a year. Now, there's tens of thousands, possibly more than that, of Americans who did the same thing out of fear based on ignorance. Ignorance is something that was no big deal, not really. COVID-19 was killing 0.3% of the people that got it. And almost all those people that died were either obese or had severe comorbidities, illnesses that put them at risk of dying from anything anyway. And the combination of fear and ignorance is what we're looking at here. Fear and ignorance that got men and women all over the country to act out of fear, act out of ignorance, to cooperate with the mandates, frequently given no choice, of course. If you have a business in an incorporated area, you almost without a doubt have to have a business license. They would simply pull your license if you did not cooperate with the COVID mandates. How simple is that? Pull your license, you're out of business. I recall a restaurant in St. Louis I'd visited a number of times for lunch, Cousin Hugo's. They've been there for 85 years, closed permanently. Now, somebody may have bought the rights to open that restaurant again. Since I've looked at it, it's been a couple of years. But the local TV news station every night was running a list of restaurants and businesses that were closed because of COVID vaccination, the COVID mandates that were going on at the time. It's just wrong for so many reasons. I recall driving on Interstate Highway in Metro St. Louis during the lockdowns. 2 p.m. on a work day, bright sunny day, dry pavement on an interstate highway. Looking in front of me, I may see one car a quarter mile away. Look in my rearview mirror, I may or may not see a car behind me a quarter mile away, if there was one at all. Opposite lanes, same thing. Occasionally pass a car. It was like being in a science fiction movie. It really was. We've all seen these science fiction movies going back for decades, where to show how severe the crisis was, they show downtown Los Angeles, downtown New York, with no cars, the middle of a bright sunny day, newspapers blowing in the wind. They always have to have the newspapers blowing in the wind to show how severe the crisis was. It was a duplicate of that. That's what was going on, a duplicate of that. So we got through it. The majority of us did. We had thousands of businesses closed temporarily or permanently. Families lose their family income, their family heritage, or whatever business it might be. But we got through it. Businesses have reopened. People are going on with their lives. There's things that became permanent that we can't change. As I mentioned earlier in the show, the fact that prepubescent children, children who have not reached puberty, their brains are still growing, and their brains were retarded in growth because of the mask wearing. These youngsters, their brain required a certain amount of oxygen to grow properly and health with proper health, and they couldn't because of the mask wearing that their parents were making them and their schools were making them wear these masks, cutting down the oxygen supply to their still growing brains. There's no precedence for this. We've never done this to an entire population of children, mandating that we cut back the oxygen that their young developing brains need to develop and grow into maturity properly. Never had it happen before. So you need to protect yourself and your family. That's what it comes down to. You might want to establish a second or third stream of income to help support your family. You may want to consider leaving a large metropolitan area, getting a place that could become a hobby farm, where you have all the grow your own food, have all the water, proprietary water that you need, have shelter that you own and control, a way to keep it warm without the power grid, all those things that go into a hobby farm. I suggest that people really consider that. It may take the combined effort of maybe several families and matriarch or patriarch of that family taking charge of the situation and doing what needs to be done to get that family a hobby farm. That would be a good thing, I think. So whatever it takes to do that, get going on it. We have our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Welcome to my fourth annual Volkswagen Conspiracies Conference 2023, a virtual event on the 16th and 17th of December. Outstanding speakers, Ace Baker, Brian Davidson, Fred Lochter, Donald Jeffries, Stephanie Sledge, Dr. Meryl Ness, Giuseppe Vavangulo, Joaquin Egobian, Dr. Reed Labo, Jack Mullen, Joe Olson, Brian Davidson, Monique Lucan, Scott Bennett, Nick Kullerstrom, Russ Winter, Ron Avery, Miriam Hinane, John Kaminsky, Sarah Westall, Dr. Catherine Horton. This is something you don't want to miss. 500 free Zoom tickets are available. Register now. Go to falseflagsandconspiracyconference.com/ticket/ to get it now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back. We're back. It always comes back to getting your spiritual house in order. Number one. Number two. Getting skills, whether your group is 6 or 600, to 2 skills that will be in the biggest demand and shortest supply are the following 2 skills. First aid, CPR skills, number 1, and number 2, ham radio skills. I've been doing this for decades, literally, helping groups get prepared for what they need to do. I've started groups, I've managed groups to do this, and that's what I found to be true, is that the 2 skills that any group needs that will be in biggest demand and shortest supply are first aid CPR skills and ham radio skills. If you want to be valuable to your group, once again, whether your group is 6 or 600, make sure you get those 2 skills, and you'll make yourself a valuable part of any group that you belong to. I know a number of people who think that they're preppers. I think they're advanced preppers who don't have a clue about ham radio. We haven't taken a first aid class or a CPR class. But they own a lot of nice stuff, a nice prepper stuff, and maybe a year supply of freeze-dried food, maybe some firearms and ammunition. Let's talk about the firearms for a bit. We got about a minute or two. Owning firearms does not mean you're competent with firearms. I can go into an art supply store, $500 later, I have everything I need to duplicate Picasso or Rembrandt. I don't have those skills just because I own the equipment, the art supplies. You can go to a gun shop and spend $500 or $1,000 or more and walk out the door with that equipment. It doesn't mean you're qualified to use it. Not at all. Not even close. So the beginning point is to take a class from an NRA certified firearms instructor, not a well-meaning friend, even a veteran. Most veterans I know are not all that competent with firearms. And once you get those basic education done with a local certified firearms instructor, then go on to Freedom Center USA in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, and get the real training, the training that will give you the skills you need to survive and protect your family and help protect our republic. Quite frankly, that's what you need to do. I'm an instructor there myself. I've taken classes there. I will take more classes as time allows. And it's truly a world-class situation down there, Freedom Center USA in Lebanon, Missouri. The lawsuit will be settled in about 3 months. They're going to win. I don't see any possibility of them losing that lawsuit. And then the training will commence also in March. Here's our break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
From beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.